I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. The L.L. Bean store in Burlington will be opening early tomorrow, Sunday morning, for what it calls a sensory-friendly shopping event. Mariah Keat is the store's outdoor program and outreach leader, and she came up with the idea. She says she was inspired by childhood friends with autism disorders.
We understand that our customers come in all shapes, sizes, and backgrounds, and you know, we want to help make both our store and the outdoors more accessible to everyone.
They'll do that by dimming the lights, turning off music and flashing screens, and moving scented objects to one area of the store until 10 a.m. Keat says everyone is invited to shop during the sensory-friendly event, and she says if all goes well, other L.L. Bean stores may offer similar events in the future. Police have charged two people in connection with the vandalism of a downtown Burlington mural earlier this fall. The mural includes a number of famous Vermonters, but omits people of color who've played a role in the state's history. In a recent agreement between the city and the mural's creators, the Burlington City Council said the mural should be replaced but can stay up through 2022. The mural was twice vandalized in October. Police say the damage is estimated at $5,000 to $10,000 and may not be repairable. Police say photos of the damage on Facebook led to the charges. Nearly 60 organizations from across Vermont are calling for inclusion and respect at a time when the number of hate crimes in the state is up by more than a third. Last month, an FBI report showed there were 34 reported hate crimes in Vermont in 2017, up from 25 in 2016, an increase of 36%. The Times Argus reports a statement on behalf of the arts and cultural leaders released through the Vermont Humanities Council says there is evidence of escalating hatred and bigotry right here in Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.